following on Samach Vovam Beis, about 12 lines down. The person who said to his wife, "Kedem she out nehenesli." You can't have been. He asked her, "Bahanoa, asha tiroiki boy, Rishima Gamliel." So you go and spit at Rishima ben Gamliel. So also the woman went. Rakka alavushe. Now the Bach adds the word in the Besharia. So she spat on Shimon's clothing, and that was enough to now say that she's not also Bahanol. So that was the story. Somewhere about the Dipta the Ravina, so many years later, Rabbi Chaim Tifti and Ravina were discussing this story, and he asked, "V'ha'hai lezilusa k'machaven?" Obviously, the point of the husband was that she has to go and do an act of zilzul zilusa itzur Shimon Gamliel, and she meant the husband. If so, we have to assume the husband meant to spit on Shimon Gamliel's body, not on his clothing. Some of these, Ravina said back, "Meirik, mane the Shimon Gamliel, spitting on the clothing of Shimon Gamliel was zilusa rapsihi. That's enough of a zoyin to fulfill the tenai of the husband." Okay, Ahud the Amr law the dvesu. Man said to his wife, "Kadam she had iat nehenesli. You can't have hanua for me. Acha tiroi." Now the Bach changed the gears to not mum but mum. Show something nice, epis, something nice to of your to Rishmo Berbiosi. So simple meaning, he meant to show something from her physical appearance. So.
Well, good morning.
So Omer Lahem, so they came to Rishmo Rabbi Yossi, and so he had to deal with the question. So Omer Lahem, Shema Roisha Noah, maybe she has a nice head, so I don't have to see anything from her body, I can just see her head, which is permitted to see. Omer Lahem, Segalgal, it's like a mist, it's a round shaped head, which is not considered pretty. Shema Sara Noah, maybe she has nice hair. Dermal Anitze Pishtin, her hair looks like flax plants, leaves, stems. Shema Enea Noos, maybe she has nice eyes. Truto Yusein, so they're too round. Shema Znea Noos, Kula Sein, they're bent. Shema Choytma Noos, she has a nice nose. Blumhu, it's like a pressed in. Shema Sif Shasel Nos, Alba saying she has thick lips. Shema Tzavora Noa, Shakut Hu, it's too short. Shema Kresa Noa, so Tzavahu, she has a big balloon to stomach. Shema Raglel Nos, Rechavis Kishal Avoza, they're wide like that of a goose. So he said, Shema Shmona, maybe she has a nice name. That's something nice about her. Lachluchishma, her name is dirty. That's her name. Samar Lehen, Shmuel said, Yofa Karinus or Lachluchis. Shimuluch Lechas be Mimumit. So you want to find something nice about her. She has an appropriate name. Her name fits her body. So that's what nice is about her. Risharya, and that was mad to her. Okay. So the Morse says a story like this: Who bar bubble the Solak La'arad Yisrael? So you have to be aware of language issues. So there was a person from Bubble who went there to sell Benosav Itza, and he got married there. Okay, so Amar Lo, he told his wife that he wants her to Bashila Litrei Tilfi. So she should cook for me two tilfi. So b'shilalei trei tlafchoi. So she built, she cooked for him two tlafchoi, which is lentils. So Rasachullah, he got upset because he had meant two tlofi, which would pashas mean 2 feet of an animal, right? And she cooked two. She used the word tlofi and tlofchoi. In his language, the word in Eretz Yisrael, the word is tlofchoi, but it's close enough that she thought that's what he meant. But he didn't like that. Lamacha Armala Bishilali Griva. So he told her to cook for me a griva, which is a saw of okay.
What?
A saw.
A saw.
Like samach aleph hey a saw. Okay. So it's a certain measure of this food. So b'shila le griva. So she the so he meant just make a meal's worth. And she cooked the whole sa'ah's worth. Armala zili isili tre butzini. I want you to bring for me two butzini. So butzini is watermelons. Ozlus isili tre shruggy. She brought him 2 candles. Okay. Because they're also translated as butzini. So he was very upset. Amar lo zili tabri yasan al jereisha the baba. Go just break those 2 candles on the go and break them on the baba. And the baba is the doorway. So she thought that he meant the following: Habi yasan baba ben buta abava kadoyin dina. So Bava ben Buta was there by the gateway to the city, and he was learning. He was paskin dinim. So Ozlus Metabris and Al Reshe. So the husband said to do it. She did it. She broke the candles over the head of Bava ben Buta. Amala Madain Davarit. Why'd you do that? Okay. Amale Kach Tzivani Bali. This is what my husband told Hobbit to do. Amar At Asis Return Balech. Hamakam Yotzim Mimchosh Nebonim Kibaba Ben Buta. Yishuzecha, they have 2 children, which which will be Tamin Chachamim like I am. Okay. Zotaran. Shang to service, top of the page. Shanafashina, where she was Shana Kharis bin Kama. Her tooth had fallen out, and they put, so the word to service in Lashon is the Aramaic. It's seated. So they seated this other tooth in that spot. He was a Kobane Amana, Kilo Labal Shayamas, with the Isha Amana. So he said that the husband should die and the children will be, inshallah, for she's going to be an Amana. Right, Kilo Bonav, that the Shinikru Bane Amana, La Akhami Sosa, Shayamusu Gamhe. One second.
Right.
Sanachama, what's he saying over here? That Ba'oid kilo banav shikru b'nei almana. This person's children should be called b'nei almana. La'achem isosa shimusu gam heim. Okay, I'm not sure what he means. Okay. So the Morris said that she spat on his clothing. So Rachel Medifti asked, and the husband meant that she's from Vaza of Shimon Gamliel. Her kavana was to spit on the body, not on the clothing. So he said, no, that the clothing is good enough. So he made her also banov. She could show anything nice about herself to Rishabar Bersi. A mum is coming meum. Over here, the word mum is with spelled with an olive, which means anything. Something was held onto my hand was holding something. The same word as muma. So the way he was mad to her is by saying that there was if she could show anything nice, then she's aser. If she can't show anything nice, she's mutter. So there was nothing nice about her, so she's mutter. So he adds the word yafa, which means. She saw something nice. So what was nice about her is that her name fits Hitira. So Galgal is that the head is ogle, it's round. Chutos is agula, she has round eyes. Bloom is sosim, her nose is like closed. Her ears are kfulas, agdarlas, they're very large. Her neck is shakut, katzer, kidnan, bebacharis, savari, shakut. Her stomach is tsava, it's napuach, it's like, it's ballooned out. Batsini is targum shal avatichim, it's the targum of avatichim. So he said to give me, bring me two avatichim. And she brought two shragi, neiris, the targumin, and butsini, they're also translated butsini. He told the Tarina Baba, he was very upset at what she's doing. He told her, the Tavrinu Adasha, break it on the door. So she thought he's referring to Baba ben Buta. Shnei banan ki Baba. Kenega train shrugi, corresponding to the two candles. You should have two children which are mayor batara. Vaisi hocha hai uvda lashmin chasidus the Baba ben Buta. So we see that they're patients. They went with dealing with these things. I mean, it's interesting. Like, you know, he asked her, "What'd you do?" She gave an answer. He said, "Great." Baba ben Buta, we had in Sanhedrin in the first parak that. When they made the gzera against Smicha, so Baba ben Buta took five talmidim out to the place which was. They made a gzera that you can't do Smicha. Whoever gets Smicha is killed. The get Smicha is killed. The city where the Smicha is given gets destroyed, etc. So he went and did it in a place which was multidistant to many cities. They wouldn't destroy all the cities. It was equidistant to many cities. And a place where he could block them when they came, and he gave smicha to the five talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, etc. And then when the Romans came, he blocked the way, and they got away, and he was killed, and he saved smicha and Klal Yisrael. So he was obviously a person of stature that he was able to be masmich Rabbi Akiva's talmidim. The Gemara says that certain people were just known by their name. There was no need to call them Rabban because they were Rebbe, because they were so chashev that their name was enough. I once heard from one of my rabbeim, they suggested the reason why we call the three babas the babas is because all dini mominis really contained in those three babas, and he was the one who saved smicha, which gave him the right to pass on all the dini mominis, etc. So they named it the baba means means a gate, but it also means they chose that nusach. So years later I asked him, if you look at the Tosefta, Masechtas Kelim is 30 prakim long, so which is the same thing as the three above is 30 prakim long. You look, so the Masechta is called Kelim. You look at the Tosefta, Masechtas Kelim, it's divided into three babas, Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. Over there has nothing to do with smicha, so he didn't have an answer for that one. So I don't know.
Could be having the precedent of one,
right? Or simply just, you know, that was how Chazal referred to sections as babas. By the way, that's why historically there's something known as the Sharblat. Because it's the baba. You're going into the shar. That's why it's called the Sharblat, and they made it as the doorway. Okay. How did Lach Rabbi Eliezer? So that was we dealt with the halachas of valid Pesach. Now we're going to deal with Hafora. So Hafora, really there are two dinim of Hafora. There's the dinim Hafora of a father to a daughter, and the dinim Hafora to a husband to a wife. So we start with the halachas of the father to the daughter. So the father can be made from the dharma of the daughter. Once she becomes Ma'uros, so halacha is by Nar Maros, the Mishnah, Avia Ubala Mefir in the Dura. So they're made for Beshutris. You need both the father and the husband to be made for the netter to be Mufer. Hefer Av, Allah Hefer Abal, Hefer Abal, Allah Hefer Av, and a Mufer. So if one of them wasn't made for, so the netter is not Mutter. And obviously, if one of them not only was he not mefer, but he was mekayim, he said he wants it. So that's so kiyum is a stronger act than just a lack of hafora. So, and the Mor is going to ask them. I mean, obviously, if you need both to be mefer, one's a mekayim, so he wasn't mefer. It's like, what's the chiddush of that case? Okay. Zataran. So now the question is, when did this netter? Now the halacha is that the husband or the father has 24 hours. No, that's not true. They have the day that they hear the netter to out to the netter. So if they hear the netter at nighttime, they have 22 hours till the day ends. They hear the netter an hour before Shkia, they have an hour. But it doesn't mean that she made the netter then. It means that's when they heard about it. So she could have made the netter before. When they hear about it, they're mefer. They have a right to be mefer. So now the question is, the Ron's going to say, when the Oris is being made for an Eder, does it have to be an Eder that took place after the Erisin? That's when his rights, or as long as he hears about it after the Erisin, even though she made the Eder earlier. Even the Dorm which she made before the marriage, because the Oris made for Bekaidman, Bishetuzay the Av. The father, obviously, she's always in the father's rishus. So the Oris has the power to be made for a netter which took place before the Erisin, in a scenario when he's doing a bishutas with the Av. Okay. Number one, Kedisa B'Gemora. Benar Danoka. The reason why it says Nar Marosa, so obviously it's not coming Lafuke Ketana, because Ketana and Adorim are not in the dorm. There's nothing to be made for. Now there is a din that a Ketana by Nadorim, a unique din by Nadorim, that a boy or a girl a year before their bar mitzvah. So starting from the age of 12 for a boy and the age of 11 for a girl, if they make a netter and we question them and we realize that they understand what they did, their netter is binding. So the Mishnah is not coming to fuke that. So Ketana, in that situation, Bas Yeral of Shana, who made a netter, there the Mishnah wouldn't, the halacha of Avio Balam, if you're in the rabbi, would be true. So Nara is coming to fuke Begaris. But once she turns 12 and a half, she becomes a Begaris. Then the halacha is Shein Lavir Rishuspa, the father has no power to be made for her in the Dorim. Now the halacha is that an arusa, the husband has no power to be made for in the Dorim of an arusa either. So a begeris, which is murasa, nobody can be made for her neder. Loris nami beloy shutusei da avloy matzim mefer. So in a case where she's already a begeris and then he marries her, so she's an arusa, there's no din of being made for her in the dorim. The husband's right to be made for in the dorim normally only start when she's in the suah. The only exception is Anara Murasa, who's Brishus Aviya, and the father has the power of Hafora. Then we say the fact that she's a Rusa requires the husband's Hafora as well. It's once the father has power of Hafora. Okay, so the father is the power of Avora. She hasn't left the Rishus of the father. She's only in Arusa. No, we need the husband also. But in case there's no father, there's no, because she's already a Begaris, so then there's no din of Avora, period. The Ran says, but when it says Nar, it's not coming Avod and Nami, the Bashir Al Shana, Shin the Dirao, Nivdokin, the Avoris Mefir in the Dirao. But a girl from the age of 11 and onwards, which halachas in the derer are nivdakin, if we realize that the netter was, she was knowledgeable when she made that netter, and it's a valid netter, so that's called mufla hasamach leish, that they have a clarity, and they're near to the age of being an adult, their netter is binding. So the Mishnah is not excluding that case. In that case also, the father and the husband could be mefer. Hey for Abel, hey for Abel, Gemara Parah Chana Reisha. You already said, you need both. Then the Mishnah says, if you do only one, it doesn't work. Shkayach. Main Tzarech Lomer, Kai Mechem, Mehem, Shein Re'echad Yochel Lahofer, but Gemara Parah, Lomer Li the Mishnah. The Mishnah, what's the Chiddush of that? Obviously, if somebody's Mekayim, he wasn't mefer. So the Gemara, Hanareisha, the second din of the Mishnah, Hefer Avol, Hefer Abal, or Hefer Abal, Hefer Av, and a Mufer. So that's what we said: Avio Abal, Mefir in the Dural. So the more explains, no. Matatem, I might have thought mistakenly that Avia Ubala, the Vav over here, is not a Vav of Chibur, it's a Vav of, which means, oh, I could say the father and the husband both have the power of Hafora. Not together, each one has the power of Hafora. Avia Ubala, Ketani, Kamashwala, and the Mishnah it stresses that's not what it means. Okay. So that's the round. So I mean, why don't we do just say the following? So why do you have to say hey for Av, hey for Baal, hey for Baal, hey for Av? You just write, you need both. The Lusagi before us about Adelaide for her up. Before us of the Chude Sagi, I would have thought that maybe the Baal can't do it by himself. So when it says that the Vio Balam, if you're in the Dura, it meant that even after the, and you would add on Shifor Shneim, I would say that even normally Baal has no power of a for by an Arusa. So I'd say that even when the Baal does it, but the Mishnah is telling me you still need the father to do it also. But the father maybe could do it by himself. The Gemara actually contemplates such a possibility later on, that how we know that you need that maybe each one, maybe one of them of the two can do it by himself. Hey for Ab, hey for Ab, hey for Ab, and a Mufer. For sure, if one is kaya, so Mishnah says in tzarich lomer, you don't need to say. So if you don't need to say, why'd you say? Or says along with the Mishnah. That's the gears that we have. The Gemara is lomer the Mishnah. So the Gemara is asking, why do you need to say it? Now the gears of the Ran has its tzricha lemisna. The Ran explains that the word tzricha lemisna is not to be read as a statement. Quote: we need to say this, but rather, do we need to say this? It's read. It's a question. Now that we already said that if one is made for without the other, it doesn't work. So why do we need to say one of them? So now the gears of the Bach is ki itzrich le misna. So the word tzrich le misna is repetitious. So he takes it out. Ki itzrich le kigoyin. He takes out the word tzrich le misna out of the Gemara of the Bach. Ki itzrich le kigoyin the hefer echem mehen v'kaim echem mehen v'chazer hamakaim initial al hakamos. So the loch is, we'll see later on, that there is, the same way there is Hataris the Dorim, there is Hataris Hakama. So one was Mefer, the other one was Mekayim, and now he was Shoyal on his Hakama. So Manatema Mai de Uki Ho Akre. So whatever that which he was Makayim, he took away. And now it's like he's saying he doesn't want it. So you can the netter should be mutter. Kamashalon the Mefirin Shneyam Basachas. Since when the first person made the Hafora and then the other one was Makayim, that Hafora no longer was functional. Even later on, when you're matter the hakama, the hafora is bottle. And if you have a you can't rely on that hafora from beforehand. So now they can both, if there's still time, they can both be made for again and be matter it. So the Ran brings two shittas about that, whether you can actually now be mefer that can, after the hakama. So we say that the original hafora, since b'shas made the hakama, made the hafora irrelevant. So that hafora is dysfunctional. But now that you're take away the hakama, is it a clean slate and they both can be mefer now, or it's too late that the opportunity of hafora was removed from that person because he did hafora and it wasn't effective? He doesn't get a second chance. So that's going to be a machlokes in the round. Okay. So either the commercial is that the hafora before that, it wasn't there, so that's not good. Now it's neutral, and they can be both made for now together, or it means that there's no, it's done. There's no, it, since it wasn't basachas, if it's bottled the whole thing, and you can't do anything at all. But to me, it's read as a question. Now, Zotaran, I don't understand. We have a concept of Zubayn Tarklar Mazu. Sometimes the Tana will say something even though it's not necessary to say it. Sometimes the Mishnah will say two cases. And the first case, once the first case is said, there's no real need to say the second case. you can derive the second case from the first. So it's a case of a zoo, main tzarach ler mezu. Once you say this, you do not need to say that. But the Tana sometimes says both. So the Ran, Hano Dafka Bemili Dolo Domola Dodi. The two separate cases. Double Gav the Asya Basraisa Mikabuchema Mikamaisa Tani Lo. So the Tana is giving different examples, even though you could derive one from the other. But they're not the same case. It's the same point. The hefer echad, v'kayim echad, hanu mamish hefer zeh b'lo zeh. But even mine, it's not said it's a different case. He said you need both three mefer to make a mutter. Well, one was mekayim, he wasn't mefer, so it's mutter. Yeah, it's worse, but it's nichla mamish in that case. It's not a kavachomer. It's that case just in a more fortified way. So why did Hannah write that? So more says the case was that he was made for, he was Mekayim, and then because of Mekayim initial alakam also could mean alakam on the initial alakam a hekim. You can be matter a hekim. Okay, matotema my de uki ho akre. So I would think that which he put in place he took away, and therefore before the Mekayim l'chudei sagi. So let's say the father was Mefer and the husband was Mekayim, and the husband was Shoyl on that come. So what do you need to do? So I would think, listen, the father was Mefer already, so the only problem is the husband. So now the husband's Mefer and that's it, that's all you need to do. We need the father to do it again. So it has to be at the same time. They can't be that there was the father did hafora and the husband did akama. It rendered the hafora of the father ineffective, because now there's, even though eventually the husband was made for, but between the hafora of the av and the hafora of the bow, there was this hakama. Once he was Makayim, he took away the hafora, the opportunity for hafora. It makes it like that the hafora of the father cannot connect with the hafora of the husband now. So I have to do it again. But that's good. That works. So Tomer, don't say in a farachar afora. The father can't be made for a second time. You get one chance to be made for, and it's too late. You did it, and it didn't work because of the come of the bowel. So you can't be made for a second time. That's not true. The came of the afora, comma iptula sula motzi mefer delasa. That's not true. So that's how the Ramban understands that that the original hafora of the father is batal in our example, but that doesn't mean he can't do another hafora now in conjunction with the baal. Okay. Nira, from the Rambam it seems the kol shechola hakama ben afora the chad afora the idoch shuv en yechadam lahofir. Okay, so the Rambam says once there was a hakama here, even though eventually the hakama was removed, that makes it that original hakama, the afora of our example, the father was not effective. And not only is it not effective, but it's bottle, and that's it. Now, Zatran, Mi Basakas Lav Dafka. The more Lush and the Fear and Shame of Basakas doesn't mean Mamish at exactly the same time. The Philom Efer Zeh Shachris Vachmer Arvis meaning in the afternoon, towards evening. Even though they were made for at different times of the day, Sagi, Kol Shaloi Hifsik Bein Tayim, Dabar Shumaki, before, as long as it wasn't something which halachically prevents Hafara, which example over here is the Hakama. Okay. something wrong. Now, so the Mishnah says Loshen Vein Tzarech Lomer Shekayim Echem Mehem. So now the Loshen Vein Tzarech Lomer is wrong, because you don't need to say this. I need to tell you this halacha of Hakam in between what it does. So what does Mishnah mean? It says Vein Tzarech Lomer. The Tana teaching us this halacha. Mayin Tzarech Lomer Diktani. So what do you mean the words ain't sarklam? You don't need to say, which sounds like the Mereisha Mash Mahachi, that you would be able to derive it from the Reisha. Adarabat Tzricha, we definitely need it, because I would not know this from the Reisha. So the Eishli Lomer, the Tana Hachik Tani, I can say like this: Kiman Dafor Dechad Beloy Chavre Lav Klum Hu. If we're saying that one person's Hafor without the other one is ineffective, so it makes it that the halacha equivalent of the non Haforah. Saint Tzarech Lomer Bishakayim Akar Haforah. Kamaisa Mishakayim Acher Hafor Kamaisa Lav Midihu. Okay, so logic would dictate when one is Mekayim, it makes the Hafora ineffective. Not just that it's not Mefer, but it makes it Kilo, it's a non Hafora. Now that step needs thought process. But some of the Lishtama may mill say the Sulam Chaz of the Tzrufe. Logic would dictate you can't be Mitzar of the two. The Chazya Lovely the Misni and Tzark Lermer. Hanukkah Pirkei the Gemara. So so you could have derived from the ratio this idea, but it's not obvious. So therefore the Lashon of Ein Tzarech Lomer, it's a new din beyond the first din of the Mishnah. So the question which we had before, the Tzimamish exact same din, no it's not, it's a new din, but it's not that we cannot derive it from the ratio. So therefore the Lashon of Ein Tzarech Lomer is still valid. Okay. Let's hold it. The Rosh was a new question. Let's hold that. Maybe that leave it for tomorrow.